There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
It's Weeprol.
It's Weeprol.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
You're listening to Thumb Cramps, a show for those whose thumbs are cramping.
Ka-chow! Welcome to Thumb Cramps.
Is Lightning McQueen in the studio?
Yeah.
World famous scumbag car.
He's not a scumbag, he's nice.
He's a scumbag, dude.
I am one of the hosts of Thumb Cramps, Joel. I'm joined, as always, with my co-host, Jackson.
Yeah. Co-host, I demoted myself in a previous episode to
the
guest.
Special guest.
The special guest. I'm happy to go back to co-host.
Well, we are co-host.
Well, can I be co-host if the position's open?
Well, and my other co-host.
Yes, I am.
You can tell he's a co-host because he started talking before he was introduced, which is classic host behavior. Hayden Bleachmore.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, of
and
course.
Weeprol continues.
Yes, and it is not a month to weep.
It is not a weeping month.
No, it is a month to play games on the Wii.
The Nintendo Wii, and I've done that this week, because today we are looking at Metroid Other M and other games.
Oh.
That felt really weird to say Other M
other
and
M.
Other games.
Oh, yeah. Other M and other games.
Metroid, Other M, and other games.
Is it because you're saying other so close to another other?
And I think because... I think it's because it's Metroid and then Other M.
Yeah, yeah.
And other game. It's like too many M's, too many other games.
It's a mess of a sentence.
I will say that in real time, it is tempting for every single time I say Metroid M and other games. Put the Thumb Cramps theme song, and I might.
That's going to be annoying for you, annoying for the listener.
Yeah.
The best gags are annoying for everyone involved.
Yeah. So, Metroid Other M. Hayden, you are probably the smallest gamer out of all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Metroid franchise?
Is that the one where it's the orange, it looks like Halo? But it's a Samus?
Yes.
Yes, it's the one where it looks like Halo, but it's orange and it's Samus.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You nailed it.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Metroid is...
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Metroid stars Samus Aran, who is a bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah.
She usually fights space pirates. Sometimes she fights Ridley, which is a big dragon.
Pterodactyl guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fights the Mother Brain.
Sometimes she fights the parasites.
Yeah, sometimes she fights the parasites.
Or are they them the Metroids?
Metroids look kind of like parasites, but she does fight parasites in Metroid Fusion.
That's what I'm thinking
Wait, sorry. Who are Metroids?
Metroids are...
Is Samus Metroid?
Samus is not a Metroid.
Metroids
Although she
confusing.
Gets Metroid blood in her in the series.
It's kind of like if they called Mario Goombas.
That's messed up.
That's basically
Well, it's kind
Metroid.
Of like The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
How Link's not Zelda.
Yeah, I know, but Link doesn't kill Zelda.
No.
Zelda's not the enemy. But I guess the movie Aliens...
Yeah, is about the
is
alien.
About their enemy, the aliens.
And,
but that's movies.
No, but here's the thing, Hayden. You've accidentally just bang, hit the nail on the goddamn head.
You're hammering, right, baby?
Because Metroid, the first game, was heavily influenced by Aliens.
Oh, well, there
so
you go.
So I reckon they probably did that for the naming convention.
Yeah, makes
no,
sense.
Like, Aliens is named
Metroid,
after the alien.
And then for the sequel. Equal
Metroids. Metroid Romulus. Yeah, yeah.
What's Metroid?
There's Alien Romulus.
Alien Romulus is the new one.
What?
Alien Romulus.
Did you know the story of Romulus is that there was a wolf and two kids sucked on its wolf tits?
Is that Romulus
and
Remus?
And they made Rome.
Yes.
That's not meant.
Man, I think I know that.
Yeah. I'm really thirsty. I'm going to suck on this wolf tit. This is giving me a really good idea.
What about if there was a city called Rome? I'm going to do that now.
And we had a giant dome where we made people murder each other. Huh?
Somebody
huh?
was like, what if we got giant dome? And then the other guy misinterpreted.
That was probably the first.
Bro, this wolf milk's awesome. Hey, wouldn't it be sick if we got giant dome?
Yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean by giant dome.
The wolf tit milk was only good out of one nipple. The other one got the bad wolf tit milk. Yeah, made his ideas bad. Inside us are two wolf tits. And one produces good milk, the other one produces bad milk.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway,
but you gotta suck both.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta swap between. Then Rome would have been better, would have. They would have actually built Rome
they
in a day.
Had that well, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been really awesome.
It would have been so awesome. Imagine how quick everything would have moved.
Wow.
That would have changed history forever.
It would have. And then when people say Rome wasn't built in a day, you could be like, actually.
It was built in a day.
Because
he sucked on two good milk tits.
Idiot.
It's crazy that saying has survived in a world where Rome was built in a day. It's just an outright
You'd
lie
think the
we
first
say
time
sometimes.
Someone said it, like, no.
Be like, what do you mean?
Wrong, actually.
Famously, it was.
What was saying?
Because of the two good tits.
That's like a historical fact. Those little boys drank the good tits.
Yeah.
And built
Romulus
Rome really
and Remus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Romus and Remus. Sucked the good
wolf. More efficient.
Yeah. So, Metroid is also part.
Yeah.
So it's influenced by Alien. So it's a spooky hi-fi. Yeah, it's a spooky hi-fi. It's like a stereo.
Dude, I love
where you go,
spooky hi-fi.
It's a spooky sci-fi.
Oh, that's not as fun.
Yeah,
I wanted to buy a spooky TV.
Spooky is TV games. Hi-fi?
Yeah, I was thinking JB Hi-Fi, but it's spooky.
What does Hi-Fi stand for?
High fidelity.
High fidelity. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Lo-fi stands for low fidelity.
Low fidelity beats to study / relax.
Have you
ever done that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really good.
I already have music like that. I don't need to go into the.
Oh, okay.
But it's good to watch the lady
to
study.
Yeah.
No, but then I'm not studying,
and for some reason it's live
Behind the scenes of PAX 2022, the media room had that on a projector with the beats playing, I guess so you could write, but let everyone pick what they want to do, PAX.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then but maybe that's just like, if you don't want to pick, that's a nice thing.
I think as well, if you've been out in the floor and it's stressful, you come back, I'm chill.
Oh, man, I'm relaxing to these lo-fi beats.
Yeah. The vibe is good.
Maybe I'll study.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll write... Actually smart, because people probably writing write-ups for PAX. Yeah. They come off the floor, they're like, that was hectic, I'm a bit stressed.
I know what I need to do
right now. I relaxed, and now I'm like, oh,
yeah,
PAX rocks times 10.
But also, was it 2022? I feel like that was... You know, that was
2023.
Been...
I mean,
somebody should make a
last year,
a live playlist of every Thumb Cramps episode and then animate the girl. But instead of like just casually,
just
she actually looks up and just has this like expression of disgust in her face,
wincing and cringing, spewing
and then she goes
up on
her to writing a little bit, like, oh, yuck, mouthing, what the hell,
just pressing pause for a bit, just what,
like it's gift,
just
her
rubbing
headache.
Her forehead, huh?
Oh my god,
yeah, it's a playlist of all the Thumb Cramps episodes. But they pause every 10 minutes as the lo-fi hip-hop girl just rubs her temples. And it's like, oh!
God, these stupid mother Jeff.
I spent a life in sin and this is my eternal punishment.
I am in hell and you are witnessing it. Yeah.
Metroid, it's kind of different from like the Zelda games, which I think it often gets compared to. Because with the Zelda timeline and stuff like that, it's all relatively pretty vague. Nothing really connects. Or if it does, it's only through that Hyrule Historia that people have been able to figure it out. But with Metroid, it's one clear timeline. And everything fits together pretty well. So it starts with Metroid. Then you got the Metroid Prime trilogy takes place after the first one. Then you got Metroid 2 Return to Samus. Mm-hmm. She's back. Then I think some other stuff happens. Can't remember. Super Metroid. And then that was a bit followed by Metroid Fusion and Metroid Dread.
Okay.
Metroid Other M is a sidequel, sort of.
Oh, okay.
It takes place in between Super Metroid and Metroid Fusion. And it's a very strange game.
Yeah. Wait, remind me, Metroid Other M plays like a typical Metroid. It's not like the...
Sort of.
It's sort of like first person...
So it's like a weird hybrid. So it's not 2.5D.
Yeah.
It's 3D the whole time, but you control most of the game by holding your Wiimote horizontal.
Like Mario Kart.
Like Mario Kart.
Weird.
You explore the terrain like that, but there is some depth to
the
levels.
Okay.
So it's not just like a flat corridor where you can just run left or right. It's like you can go up and explore parts of the room. But to solve certain puzzles, to shoot missiles and stuff like that, you got to turn that horizontal Wiimote to point at the TV, and then it goes into first person. And you can look around the environment, scan stuff, shoot missiles, figure out secrets.
Does it feel good doing that? Because I feel like I remember playing Wii games that had a similar sort of vibe.
Like Super Paper Mario?
No, because what I mean is, so when you're looking around, can you still move forward, or is it like you stop to just scan?
You stop to just scan.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's other games I've played like that, and I never like it. It feels like it interrupts the flow.
It feels like a handbrake, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it doesn't in Metroid Other M. That's just like what I've experienced.
No, it sort of does slow it down a bit, because... Because, I mean, they could have just chucked the nunchuck on and then had it like that. But then all of a sudden you'd be like, well, isn't it just first person all the time?
True.
Why don't we just make Metroid Prime 3 Corruption again? Which was the other game. I was looking at both because I had both. And I was like, which one do I play this week? And I was like, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, a lot more people have played. And it's just another Metroid Prime game.
Yeah.
Metroid Other M is
weird.
Weird and despised by the community. And that's not because of the gameplay. The gameplay is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's because, one, it's the first game where Samus talks. Two, they make her pathetic.
That's so funny.
And like, because of where it takes place in the timeline, none of it really makes sense.
Wait, why are they pathetic?
So you find they do a bit of backstory.
Yeah.
And they make her like, rather than,
I'm scared of the Metroids.
That is part of it. At one point.
That's so funny.
I bet you thought I was brave this whole time, but I'm actually scared.
No. So she used to be, they reveal that she used to be part of like a galactic, pretty much space cops.
Yeah.
But she, or space army, I guess, but disagreed with their methods. But she really respects the boss, who she has like a father-daughter relationship with.
Yeah.
And then at the start of the game, after you've just finished Super Metroid, because a baby Metroid dies in Super Metroid to... Oh, my God, spoilers.
Oh, my God, we didn't even play the spoiler song.
We'll play it now,
we'll
just in case.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler, spoiler,
spoiler.
There we go, and I'll play it again now so you know the spoilers are over.
Yeah,
smart.
Spoiler, spoiler,
spoiler.
After the ending of Super Metroid, she's like, Other M opens with like, what was that baby? And it, what happened? And it sacrificed its life for me, and it was just a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It's not that pathetic.
No, so far. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then you get picked up by the army, who is basically like, whoa, oh my God, are you okay? They run tests and stuff like that. And then she's like, Adam.
Oh, no, the tests have come back. You're pathetic now.
Wait, because it eases you into it, and then there's just like a big drop. So basically, pass all the tests, you hear about Adam, who was her old commander that she used to have like a father-daughter relationship with. And like, then there's a cut scene where it's her as like a teen in this corp, I guess. And like he gives a mission briefing, and it's like, and it was customary for everyone to end the mission briefing with a thumbs up, but in my defiance, I would do a thumbs down.
Oh God,
That's funny.
Yeah, and like
that's so brave.
And then when you start the mission, the first part of the game, like things are going wrong, and she's like, oh, I better not use my, and her voice is like that, I better not access my missiles or my bombs because Adam hasn't authorized it yet.
That's
so rather than unlocking weapons, you
have to wait till daddy lets you. That's weird.
It's so weird.
What the hell?
And she's a bounty hunter. The whole thing is she's rebellious. If he was like, don't use this stuff, the characterization you had in the previous game, she'd be like, I need to use them.
Yeah.
I need to kill my bounty.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it feels like. And I think this is one of the criticisms, is that whoever was producing it was like, hey, I've read the script. Did you forget Samus a girl? She needs to be pathetic and weak and wait for man to say she can use a gun. You've forgotten Samus a girl, idiot.
Well, sir, it was produced by Team Ninja.
Okay.
who made Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh yeah, that's not a bad start.
Mm.
But prior to Ninja Gaiden, they made Dead or Alive, Dead or Alive 2, Dead or Alive 3, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also made Hyrule Warriors, though.
Interesting. Well, that was like maybe they'd learned their lesson by that point.
Yeah. Yeah, so the gameplay is fine. It's just weird. And the puzzles also, because this is made by a different studio.
Yeah.
Like, it is in production with Nintendo, obviously.
Yeah.
But similar to how Metroid Prime was made by Retro Studios at Nintendo, this is made by Team Ninja at Nintendo. So it's Metroid, but it doesn't, it follows like some of the same stuff.
Yeah.
But it also has like weird different things that you're like, this doesn't, it tricks your brain.
Yeah.
It would be
yeah.
like if you were playing a Zelda game where you like, I don't know, chests weren't in it all of a sudden. It was
okay.
You found all the items on the floor.
Weird.
So, like, an example, like, there'll be puzzles where you're like, this is kind of a Metroid puzzle, but the solution's not a traditional Metroid solution.
The kind of thing where, like, because it was different creators, it was more like them trying to do a Metroid.
Yeah.
Or, like, trying to copy a Metroid game rather than...
And sometimes that works really well. Yeah. Again, Metroid Prime.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even, like, Zelda does have examples like this. Yeah. Minish Cap was made by Capcom.
Absolutely. And it rocks. Great Zelda game.
A Link Between Worlds, I think, was made by a different studio as well in collaboration. So sometimes it works. This one, I don't know.
Like, yeah. What's an example? Give me...
So there'll just be stuff like... There's a lot of typing on computers. And the game doesn't really tell you that at first, but it'd be like, if you see a computer, if you walk up to one, you just stand next to it, usually
you can type on it.
And like Samus will just do something and it'll unlock a door.
Oh, weird.
But then there's also like, that's another thing that Metroid doesn't really do is like, recently I got lost in it because I typed on the computer and then it was like a screen above Samus, and it showed a door unlocking. And I was like, I don't know where that door is. This isn't like Metroid. Metroid will usually be like, if you're unlocking a door, it's in the room you're currently in.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, sure.
You've unlocked a weapon that opens the door. So you can just go back. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff in it. I do like it, though.
Yeah, okay.
The story stinks.
Yeah.
But I do like...
Well, sometimes it's nice to change the formula up, I guess.
Yeah. The characterization of Samus is bad.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is fine, story-wise, I think. Look, I imagine it's going to go... And also, there's some, like, kind of funny stuff in it. Like, everyone's terrified of Samus's power bombs because it can obliterate human flesh.
Hey, fair enough. That makes sense.
So, yeah, like, at the start, Adam's like, no missiles or bombs yet. And then he's like, all right, I'm authorizing missiles and bombs, but I will never authorize a power bomb. It can melt human flesh. And earlier in the game, when you're doing, like, the tutorial, it's meant to be like, hey, you've recovered from the events of Super Metroid. Let's just, like, test how you're going and everything's traveling. So you put in, like, this simulation room. And then at the last thing, they're like, all right, let's test the power bombs. And then, like, metal... plating comes down across all of the walls. They're like, okay, it's safe now, go.
That's pretty good.
Stuff like that's
fun. All right, yeah.
And, like, it looks, for a Wii game, it looks really good. Yeah, it's just really strange. It's almost like Uncanny Valley. I'm like, it's Metroid, but huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What's going on?
What the hell is this freaking...
What the frick? What?
No game should make you do that, dude. No game should make you hyperventilate because you're in the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah. And, like, the father-daughter relationship stuff, because at first I was like, oh, God, it's going to be like a crush thing.
Oh, yeah.
At least the father-daughter, it's the second most cliche one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it still could go weird because, like, I'm only... Like,
still plenty of time.
There's still plenty of time for him to be like, actually, I'm in love.
I'm in love with you, Daddy. Turning the game off, throwing my Wii in the ocean.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess it was kind of good to go back and play this because it's one of the games that people don't really talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was kind of a similar experience.
What did the other M stand for?
I don't know. Whoa. I don't know what other M stands for.
Other Metroid?
For. What does... Well, yeah,
isn't there a Dark Samus from some Metroid game? But that might be the...
That's Metroid Prime.
Okay.
Wait, what is a Metroid?
A Metroid's like
it's a little alien, right?
It's a little alien, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So why would Samus be the other Metroid?
I mean, the other... There's another Samus, sorry. It's a dark... No, other...
Oh,
Hayden, I'll level with you.
Yep.
I don't know.
Good.
I don't know what I'm saying. It may appear that I'm engaged in a regular conversation, but I assure you it is just gas escaping my body. Yeah, cool.
What were you thinking about instead of the conversation?
I was actually thinking about, like, the Metroids. Do you know what they look like?
No.
Like a little jellyfish.
Yeah.
I was thinking about biting into one.
Yeah. Metroids are in Smash Bros. And stuff like that.
You'll know it when you see it.
Okay.
Well, and they're in Donkey Kong for one level, secretly.
They're in Donkey Kong?
Yeah, in Donkey Kong, what was the, not Tropical Freeze, but the one beforehand?
Donkey Kong Country Returns?
Yeah.
That's a Metroid.
Oh, yeah, I know a Metroid. It would be good to bite into one of them.
Yeah, I know. They look like they're
made of jelly.
Like
biting into a jellyfish.
Yeah, which I think would be awesome.
I found out what other...
Can you eat jellyfish?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I found out what other M means.
Yeah. Yep.
So first of all, they did it because Metroid other M, M-O-M, and other M, the other M is other mother brain or other mother, but it's a motherhood symbolism apparently. And apparently that's going to hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh God.
In a bad way, not as in like a gut punch, but as in like, oh my God.
Well, I guess because like if.
So it's mummy and daddy in the game.
Yeah. Mummy and daddy.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
good
nice.
Stuff.
Oh yeah. Cause that's probably, that would tie into the start where she's like, a baby died for me.
Yeah. Mm. Cause they remember
Samus mummy or is I'm will assuming, Samus find her
mummy? Well, cause baby Metroid treats Samus like mommy in, I really don't like saying mommy, but I'm going to keep saying it.
We're in it now.
Baby Metroid treats Samus like mommy at the end of Super Metroid, but that baby dies at the end of Super Metroid. But that's a Super Nintendo game, so there's no real emotion in that.
Yeah.
But now this is a continuation of that, and I guess they're just like forcing that emotion onto you here.
Sure. And also,
then mommy loves daddy, but her daddy not.
Yeah.
So it's granddaddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy and granddaddy. Hmm.
Yeah.
Unless it becomes mommy and daddy and it goes the same way that I was worried it was going to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, true. Could be. But it does feel very much like we were saying before, like they were like, hey, what? Samus is girl.
Yeah.
She should have motherhood feelings.
She should have a daddy and also be a mummy.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a laptop in front of me. I should have just read the plot rather than tried to be like, what's going on?
No, I think that's better.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Yes, Google, is Samus become mummy?
Is Samus become mummy? Is that what's going on here?
Let's find out.
I feel like I have vaguely in my head that is kind of what they go for there. Mm. That it's like a very weird, unnecessary, like, you know, Samus is just a bounty hunter. you sort of like, you know, doing all this so unnecessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's ever going to play Other M, so I don't need to
You're not even
going to
play the spoiler song?
No, I'll put it in just to be safe.
All right. Okay, spoilers for Metroid Other M.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Let's get it spoiled in here.
God, I love it so
it's
much.
It's so good.
It's the best song there is.
So basically, yeah, they find more Metroids, so Other M could be other Metroids well. Adam sacrifices himself to save Samus.
Uh-huh.
Then, I haven't even touched on the thing that happens in this game.
Yeah.
Because Ridley is responsible for the death of Samus's family, I think. But that happens pre the first game.
Yeah.
And by this point, you've fought Ridley in three separate games. But Ridley pops up in this and Samus has a panic attack and can't use her weapons.
That sucks.
Just freaks out and fucks it up.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
come on, man.
In the spoiler zone as well?
It's not surely, the cuss zone, buddy.
Surely it's allowed.
Not the cuss zone.
It's not can, the we up, can we open the cuss zone really quick?
Cuss zone. Cuss zone.
Fuck.
Cuss zone. Cuss zone.
Yeah.
What a great zone.
It still gets bleeped in the cuss zone. So
well, what's the point?
Well, you're just going to warn people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I do my bleep sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah! Okay, beautiful.
This is crazy because, like, if people wanted to not hear Other M spoilers, they're going to miss all this good stuff.
This is good podcasting.
This is really good podcasting.
That is crazy.
Adam dies. Samus then faces Ridley directly after it, freaks out, but then it's all sorted. And then the ship blows up and Samus escapes with Adam's helmet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when the mummy stuff happens, but Mother Brain's back as well.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to keep playing it because it feels... You know, like sometimes, I guess it can apply to... spoilers are over, by the way.
Spoiler! Spoiler!
Spoiler!
Let's get it spoiled in here.
You know how, like, sometimes movies are wildly, like, they kind of, like, misfires with it. The movie itself isn't bad. It just goes in directions where you're like, what the hell?
Absolutely.
Metroid Other M feels like it's going to do that, but for a video game character I love.
Yeah, cool.
And they definitely course-corrected like crazy since then because... So this was released after Metroid Fusion, but takes place before it.
Yeah, okay.
But then, like, in Metroid Dread, Samus is... Like, at this point in the Metroid series, Samus... has Metroid blood in her.
Yeah.
Chozo blood in her. She's half virus.
She's
and is just like...
Cocktail woman.
Yeah, but also like, is basically just like a... She's basically become the T-800 from Terminator. Like, she's...
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess they just...
They were like,
I don't know where to take Metroid from now, because yeah, you... She's not really a person anymore.
I don't even
know. Bad stuff keeps happening to
her. Yeah. Well, they keep threatening Metroid Prime 4 or whatever.
Well, yeah, but Metroid Prime 4 would take place.
Oh, that's true. In that, you
presumably.
Know, in that timeline.
Unless
or
they
whatever.
Do something wild, which they might.
Who knows?
Because, yeah, I mean, like, the Metroid games are kind of numbered and it doesn't matter because it goes Metroid, then Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3, then Metroid 2.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway, I'm going to give this game three... It is a character assassination of a video game character I adore.
Yeah.
And a weird interpretation of one of my favorite video game franchises
because
of
it's
all
so
time.
Different,
but because it's weird,
yeah.
I'm probably going to go three thumbs and a knuck. Maybe if you just made Samus normal Samus.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be like, Daddy.
Daddy, can I use my weapon, please?
Daddy,
I best not.
Daddy wouldn't like it if I shot my missile at this enemy that's trying to kill us. It doesn't even really make sense.
No, it's insane.
Does it do a thing? You know how in video games when you're allowed to do something and the character doesn't want you to do it, it has like the same...
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Like the same line that it says over again?
No, but a pop-up comes up on the screen. Sorry, Adam hasn't authorized the use of missiles yet.
It says sorry?
No, it's like,
okay. It's like, who are you apologizing to, Samus?
You know
there's
it's
no
bad,
one here.
Then.
I'm you.
It's like, Adam hasn't authorized the use of this weapon yet.
That's so crazy.
Best be murdered then.
There are like a million other ways you can restrict the player using weapons.
Here's another example of a weird thing. Jackson, you've played a bit of Metroid games, so this will make sense to you. There's no regular item pickups. Like, there's no health or missile packs.
What?
So, like, if you get hurt, you just stay hurt until you either find a save point, and if you run out of missiles...
You're out of missiles.
You're out of missiles, but... Both of them, so if you get within 20 health of dying, or at any point with your missiles, if you hold your Wiimote directly up and hold down A, Samus like holds her gun and does like a recharge.
What?
So that recharges your, so it takes time, but it recharges your missiles and your health, but only one health tank.
That's very weird. But I mean, different, but.
It is, because like every single Metroid game has those health.
Pickups and stuff.
Yeah, like health orbs.
Yeah.
But you can just heal yourself somehow.
Yeah.
That's very weird. Mm. But is it good? Like, is that mechanic? Because
it means it could be okay. Because using missiles, I guess, like, it doesn't really matter. It means that missile expansions, who cares?
Yeah.
Because
you can always get one back.
Yeah, because you're just constantly...
But, like, because that's, like, a thing in, like, I don't know, even in Hollow Knight, you can hold down to heal. Like, that's, like...
Yeah,
a...
but you only get three heals.
Yeah.
Well, this you get...
Infinite.
As many as you want, but it only heals your first energy tank.
Mm. Yeah, that's weird.
But yeah, with missiles, using missiles in combat is very annoying anyway because you have to stop, point your Wiimote at the screen.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it doesn't really make the game easier by doing that. I guess it's just because a lot of the puzzles are missile-based.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, if you're out of... Yeah, it'd be annoying to...
Yeah, I don't know. Weird choice.
Weird game.
Weird game that I'm giving three thumbs and a knock to.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a cheeky little game called Princess Peach Superstar.
Whoa!
Hey, baby, right. Peach has got her own game for the second time.
Yeah, can we just get the title of the game again?
Princess Peach Superstar?
Wrong!
Damn it!
Want to try one
Showtime.
More time? Yes!
Ooh, that was close.
Crazy that Nintendo wouldn't give us a review code for the game that you couldn't remember the name of.
Or maybe if they gave you the code, you'd remember it.
I would be locked into my
brain. I think in protest we should call it Princess Peach Superstar from now on.
So I played a little bit of the other Peach game. The name of that I cannot remember.
Yeah, Super Princess Peach.
Super Princess Peach.
Hard one to remember, I know.
It's tricky, dude. Well, because they all sound so similar.
It's that's like...
Anyway.
The similarity is the character's name.
Yeah, they're all called Super This or so-and-so that. Yeah,
one of them sounds like it might have been called Super That, but it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Who am I meant to keep track?
There's two games.
Yeah.
Princess Peach Showtime.
Yeah.
And Super Princess Peach. No, but I mean, Princess
like,
you know,
just like Nintendo games, like Mario's, like Super Mario This.
Yeah. That's Mario true. Games I'll pay.
You know? Anyway.
Like, what's the Wii U port to of that Mario game to the Switch called?
Is that New Super Mario Brothers Wii U Deluxe or something?
You got all of it right, except it's not Wii U, it's just U. New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch.
What?
That's absurd shit, dude. That's madness. But yes, I played a little bit of Super Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
In that power, hey, there's a running theme with today's games. In that game, your power-ups came from your emotions, which is classic.
That's cool. Super Princess Peach.
Super Princess Peach. She sometimes have a big cry to fight the enemies off.
Yeah.
Or get irrationally angry, which is awesome stuff. People were like, Nintendo, what are you doing there? And they were like, fair dues. in Princess Peach Showtime, though, your powers come from costumes, I guess, that you put on.
Because you're a girl.
Yes.
I get that. Clothes.
But I really enjoyed Princess Peach Showtime. So I have to say, mm-hmm. It is not a hard game. I would even go so far to say it's a game for babies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all Mario's kind of
this is big time a game
for
babies.
You get bored before you get towards the end of Mario games.
Then
I can
Mario
tell.
Games stop being games for babies.
I get bored before I get to the end of literally every game.
Yeah. Except Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
But then I
get angry.
You got retroactively angry.
I finished
angry.
It and no one congratulated me and I never finished games. And there's still gloom around.
What game have you ever finished that congratulates you? Pokemon? I guess Pokemon does. They're like, congratulations, well, you beat the Elite Four, and you're the champion
would
now.
You believe that's the only other game I've ever completed?
I just set some unrealistic expectations for what will happen at the end of the game.
What other games have I finished?
You sometimes used to be a Call of Duty guy. Do you ever finish any of those campaigns?
Did they say, well done, Hayden, for winning the war?
Okay, the fact that
can
you
finish?
That's a story. What do you mean?
A single player campaign. What do you mean? It just goes on forever.
Then no.
I see.
The multiplayer doesn't seem to finish.
That would be crazy. You're done.
We got to the end.
So in Princess Peach Showtime, Peach. By herself, I don't think there are any toads with her, or maybe there's just like one or two toads. She's gone to the theater.
Oh, yeah.
And she's here to see some beautiful plays featuring some new, you know, Mario loves to have little guys.
yes.
Some new little guys.
Ah, what guys?
Well, it's kind of hard to, so I think they might be called sparklers.
Okay, cool.
But also the sparklers might be the sort of like essence of theater roles. I'll get to it.
Okay.
Sparklers are the name of it.
But are sparklers the little guys or sparklers?
Are they the essence of theater?
Because there's a section of the game where you unlock, there's like special levels where you free a sparkler.
Yeah. What do they look like?
They look like kind of like little guys with big red noses.
Okay. It's good. Like a Goomba-ish?
No, like a little person.
Okay.
But with a big red nose and little dot eyes. They're like not very exciting.
Gnomish?
Looking. Yeah, gnomish, yeah. Anyway, so the theater gets taken over by this evil lady called the Mrs. Purple. No, something grapes. She's called something
Mrs. Purple Grapes.
Something grapes.
Is it Princess Grape?
It might be Princess Grape. And she takes over which is the opposite of a peach. I get it.
Makes
and
sense.
She takes over the theater. And so
is that her, like, Wario?
A wicked sorceress named Grape. So not Princess Grape, just Grape.
She's
also
just Grape.
She went to the theater.
Princess Peach's Bowser is great. That's awesome.
And she went to the theater with two of her toads.
Okay, so
there was two toads there.
So then the gameplay consists of there are five floors, or at least I think I'm at the end of the game, as far as I can tell. So there are 5 floors to the theater.
Yep.
On every floor, there are 4 levels and a boss. In each level, you will get a different costume. It's like you're in like a sci-fi play, or you're in play. And you get a different costume, which gives you different power-ups. You complete the level.
Was the little guys you were trying to remember the name of the Theets?
Yes, it's the Theets. Because the Theets aren't the sparklers. So when you if you go into the cowboy play,
yes,
you get the cowboy sparkler, or you get the cowboy costume. Uh-huh. And then if you do the 2 cowboy levels.
Are sparklers goodies or baddies?
They're goodies.
Okay.
So you do the 2 cowboy, because there's also the basement of the theater.
Uh-huh.
And you do the 2 cowboy levels. Then you go into the basement and you free, which is the 3rd cowboy level, the cowboy sparkler.
Yeah.
But the cowboy sparkler, importantly, is a Theet.
Those are Theets.
Okay.
They're just guys.
They're guys with little...
I have to say, the design of the Theets could be more exciting.
It's just the same design as that big caterpillar.
Yeah,
in Mario.
Oh, true.
It's just the head of the caterpillar with little
wigless.
Legs. They're wigless.
They're Mother Jeff and wigless.
And the Sour Bunch, the villains, are just them but purple, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
But they don't have big noses.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so you go and free the sparkler, but the sparkler is a cowboy Theet.
The name is short for theater.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we theater.
Theater. The theaters.
Yeah, the Theets.
The Theets.
The Theates.
The Theates. So there are quite a few different costumes.
Wait, and Theets are goodies or baddies?
Theets are goodies.
Theets
they
good.
Run the theater.
Why are there 2 kinds of guy? Make them one.
What do you mean? No. There's toads and goombas.
It's confusing.
Don't make 2 new kinds of guys.
There's Theets, right? And there's regular Theets.
How many video games have you played? Like, 4?
Oh yeah, 4 or 5.
There's
yeah.
many different Pokemon.
There's 150.
And they keep adding 150 every time. It's too many.
So it's confusing because there are Theets that just live in the theater. But then there are the hidden Theets that are locked behind doors, which are sparklers.
Sparklers are a variant of Theets.
Okay. That makes sense. That's the lore of Princess Sparklers
Mia. Sparklers are...
And they're like the main character.
Actors of Theets.
Yeah.
So Theets live in the theater, put on the plays. The sparklers are like the Romeos in the Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, right. And great okay. has imprisoned.
So Romeo's a sparkler. Romulus or whatever is a Theet.
Tybalt is a Theet, yeah.
Tybalt is a Theet.
So there are a bunch of different costumes that you get. Some are definitely more fun than others. Some are very just kind of nothingy.
What's your worst one?
What's the worst one? That's tricky. Probably Detective Peach.
Yeah.
I love her costume. Mm-hmm. She looks great. It's very fun. It's very
cute.
She's
getting different powers each time as well. What's the detective power?
Well, you don't get the detective power.
Okay, so by yes you mean no.
No.
By yes he means yes. I was just like, imagine if the answer is no.
Well, I don't know. It could be.
So the power you get as Detective Peach is that the powers are different, but also the levels have like different sort of, some are like a platformer, and the detective ones are kind of, I suppose, the closest thing would be like an adventure game, maybe.
Yeah.
So you go in and they're like, Princess Peach, there's, somebody's stolen this thing from the museum. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out what's going on. And then it'll be like, where are the thieves? And you'll talk to people and somebody might be like, huh, that big urn has moved. And then you go over to the urn and you press like A to pull out your magnifying glass.
Yep.
And then down the bottom you get another prompt and you can hold down B to use your powers of deduction.
Okay.
And then it'll be like, diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle. And then Princess Peach will do like a kind of Wright Phoenix style point at the urn.
Yep.
And then if you're correct in your deduction that's where the bad guy's hiding, he'll come out and you progress the level. Mm-hmm. If you get it wrong, she gets hurt, which I think is funny. You lose a heart.
Okay, right.
You lose a heart.
Just embarrassed.
She's like, oh, and then she loses a heart.
Yeah. But it's funny to die from embarrassment for being a bad detective.
Yeah. But that's probably the least fun, I would say, of the powers. And it has the word, it really emphasizes my least favorite thing about the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is not surprising, is that every...
Talking?
Yeah, every level is full of cutscenes.
Yeah.
Which I've heard other people complain about because it makes going back to redo the level to get more collectibles like so much more of a chore.
Yeah.
Because it's not just going through the cutscene once, there's no skipping it. So you have to go through it every time.
You can't skip it.
You can skip some of the cutscenes, but in the levels, mostly not, because a lot of them are kind of happening in
in-game. Yeah.
So for me,
that does stink.
This is, you just do it once.
Yeah.
Don't go back. You're not going to ever need So the things you get.
What if you want to keep it 100?
Oh, if you want to keep it 100, obviously you got to go back and you just got to cop them. But if you want to keep it 100, you'll cop the cutscenes.
Yeah.
It's worth it for you.
Yeah.
For that 100 score.
Yeah, you got to keep it 100. That means, I guess, like, if you're keeping it 100 with any game, you're doing stuff multiple times.
Oh, of course.
No one ever keeps it 100 and has a good time the whole time.
No, you keep it. Sometimes you got to suffer to keep it 100.
Yeah, like games aren't really meant to keep it 100 from the moment that you start playing.
No.
I can't imagine me ever 100. I can't keep it 100. I can maybe keep it 60.
No, you can't.
I said maybe.
You can keep it 20. Is what it sounds like.
You have games.
Uh huh. I have games.
And you finished.
Oh, Tony Hawk. That's another game I finished.
Okay.
Was it a slog?
No, I'm good at Tony Hawk, so it was fine.
Yeah, because Tony Hawk.
But then I finished it, and I was like, "Oh, that's not enough game. I finished the whole game. I bet $80, and I'm done." Bro, usually, games for me are infinity long because I never finish them. And so when the game finishes, I'm like, "Oh, what a ripoff!" There's not more game for me to do.
That's so funny. You want either infinite game or no game.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
You got to get into Fortnite. It costs $0,
and it's infinite game.
And it's infinite game.
Yeah, sure.
And Peter Griffin's there. You missed him, but he was.
You
there.
Can't be Peter Griffin, but you
but
can
I can.
Be...
You can play with me, and I will be Peter Griffin. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then I can do the bird is the word.
Where are we
dance?
Dropping?
Where are we dropping? I like to drop at Rebel Roost.
Yeah,
there's a.
I heard Tomato Town doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rest in peace.
Tomato Town.
Hang on, I'll play like some sad
music
here. I think
play the Charlie Puth song. It's been a long day without you,
Tomato
Come
Town.
Home, Tomato Town.
Yeah.
We miss you, Tomato Town.
We miss you, Tomato Town. Please come back to
come
us.
Come back to us. Fortnite, if you're listening.
Fortnite,
bring
if you're
back
out
Tomato
there.
Town.
Yeah.
Thumbcramps wants Tomato Town back.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's probably the least fun costume, but all the others are decently fine. The ninja one is the best one because it's the most like versatile. You get a bunch of fun movement abilities and also some fun sort of stealth abilities.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the other ones feel kind of a bit one note. It's like I said, it is for babies. It's exceptionally, exceptionally easy. The only times I've like failed a level or died is because I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like the kung fu levels where you're Kung Fu Peach.
Yeah.
There was one bit that kept kicking my ass where the basic gameplay of those is that you'll be fighting these big kung fu guys, and as they attack you, there'll be a circle that shrinks, and at the point that it's like at its smallest, you press A to like block the attack, like a timing thing. But one of the guys jumps in the air, and then his circle gets small, and then he jumps at you.
Yeah.
And I, for ages, was just blocking when he hit me. But what I was meant to do is jump up and block him in the sky.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that, like, I died multiple times.
That was the only
times.
Hard part.
Yeah, where I was like, what the hell? Am I just stupid? And in the end, yes.
The answer was yes.
The bosses are pretty fun. They're, like, kind of, like, interesting enough. They're all based on different parts of the theater, which is cool.
Yeah.
One's like a snake made of, like, theater lights.
Yeah.
Putting Peachy in cute costumes is fun.
Yeah.
I like doing that.
Yeah.
Can you ever mix and match the costumes and be a detective in the Egyptian one?
No.
I assume there's an Egyptian one.
No, there's cowboy.
Yeah.
Cake.
Wait, can I guess? Wait, yeah. Cake?
Yeah, cake.
Like a patissier or
I'm not
going
to be able to guess them now.
Cowboy,
they're crazy.
Patissier, sort of sci-fi, like Astro Boys style superhero.
Isn't it pretty much just Captain Marvel?
Sort of, yeah.
There's Big Peach?
No.
Are you big at the end of the game?
Maybe at the end of the game. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You haven't gotten that far yet.
Literally,
spoilers, I think you get big.
The boss, the final boss is the last thing that I have to do.
Yeah.
Why do you keep stopping games at that point?
Because I'm running out of time.
Oh, okay. That's allowed.
It was only time, wasn't it? It was last night. I was playing, doing all of the different, trying to do everybody in the basement. Because once you finish all the levels, they're like, you got to go in the basement and save the sparklers.
Mm-hmm.
But I finished the
detective. They're a kind of thief.
They're a kind of thief.
They're the star thieves.
They are still a thief, though, but we're calling them sparklers.
It's like how there's guys and there's the president.
Yeah, exactly. There's actors and main actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, you got your... I mean, it makes sense. You got your, like...
Come on. You got
Dax Shepherds, and you've got your Seth Rogans.
Who's who? Well,
who's
in that?
Who?
Dax like... Shepard. Wait, Dax Shepard. No, that's the guy.
They both do leading roles and also the funny side guy.
Not Dax.
They're both feet. They're both feet sometimes, and both sparklers other times.
Yeah. You got like
a terrible example.
You got your Tom Cruise, yep, and you got
that's
your
a sparkler.
That's a sparkler.
Now take it home. Think of any feat, any actor who isn't usually a main role actor. You got this.
You're the movie guy.
Yeah, this is embarrassing for you,
Donald Fiace.
I mean, you could have said anyone that I don't know, and I go, "Well, yeah, I guess I don't know him."
I went with Turk from Scrubs.
He is a thief. You're right.
No, but is he?
Yes.
What would you? That was crazy. Who was that? What would you classify him as?
Well, I feel like he's a sparkler in Scrubs, and then not in anything else.
No, but he's not.
He's not the guy.
I would say,
what about this second guy?
What about this? This is going to be freaking.
Oh, now I get one.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck! I should have saved it, so
yeah,
you should
you
be
wasted
it.
That.
Yeah. I get too excited.
I would say Clint Eastwood is a sparkler.
Big time.
Because he's the cowboy.
Yeah.
And then, like, Tom Cruise is a thief.
What are you talking about? Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise. He's the most sparkler sparkler.
But he's not, I think, a sparkler, because the sparklers are like cowboy, mermaid, freaking spy. They're like iconic genre characters.
I feel like Tom Cruise is iconic spy.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Tom Cruise is a
bad
example.
And also, you know, other movies that he's in where he's pretty much the same guy. Wait, Brad Pitt's a thief?
Yes.
No.
Brad Pitt's not a thief. Donald Faison's a thief.
No, but he's the sparkler of Scrubs.
No.
But he's not a thief in anything else. What else is he in?
I think
he's in Big Fat Liar.
I think.
Is he thief? He's also in Clueless.
He's in Clueless, yeah.
Thief.
I think our definition of thief and sparkler is way off.
Yeah.
He's in Kick-Ass 2 and Pitch Perfect. Can you remember him in either of those movies?
No.
Because he's a thief.
He's that's a goddamn thief.
He's all in right. Josie and the Pussycats. I've seen that movie heaps. I can't remember him. Yes, I can. He's in Du Jour. Anyway, thieves.
Thief, yeah, okay.
Yeah, fair enough. You're right.
The guy from Scrubs is a thief.
You're right.
Can being the lead... No... Being the lead of Scrubs, even if he was the lead of Scrubs.
Which he definitely is.
And
Zach
Braff is the lead of Scrubs.
Got you, dude.
Yeah, but he's... He,
I don't think
he would be second on the bill.
I don't think a sparkler is just the lead. I think sparkler is like the iconic...
He's actually third
guy.
Under Elliot.
Yeah.
Under Elliot.
There you go.
And just above the janitor.
Really?
Whoa.
I thought Dr. Cox would be up there.
Yeah.
Dr. Cox is...
John C. Riley?
Riley?
No.
Yes, no.
Well, it's funny.
John C. something.
John C. McKinley.
Oh, pretty close.
Yeah. I almost went with him for my feet and then was like, what's his name again? Oh, I know Donald Faison's name. That was my name.
See, Dr. Cox, big time feet.
Yeah. He's got feet energy.
Yeah.
He's the lead in
he's
a bunch of stuff.
Built.
He's feet built, dude. Yeah.
He's the lead in...
He's feet maxing.
I feel like... Yeah, actually, no, he's big time feet. You're right. What am I saying? What am I even saying?
Well, you're trying to... He's a feet.
He's big time feet. And I wish... Zach Braff would be far more bearable as a feet, but he wants to be a sparkler.
He wants to be
and
sparkler so
he sparkled too hard and everyone hates him.
Yeah.
Especially me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout every level, there are coins.
Cool.
Like 10 hidden coins. You spend those coins on pretty dresses, which is nice. They're always fun. I always wear the cowboy one because it's got horses on it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's a real shame. I like this game is like it's very simple, very easy, but it's fun enough. It's charming.
Yep.
I do wish it had a clearer genre of game. Because
isn't the genre every genre?
It's I don't know. Some levels are
it feels Paper Mario-y to me.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I don't know. The aesthetic's really cool. It is really slow, which is kind of annoying. Like, again, you're going to, like, for example, you don't start the level with the power or the costume. So what'll often happen is, say it'll be the superhero sci-fi one. You go in and there'll be, like, one portion of the level, the first, like, kind of stage, and there'll be a bunch of feats, and they'll be like, there's aliens attacking, what are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. And then you go over to them, and when you don't have a power, you can just spin, and that often inspires the feats. And you spin,
and they inspire to become sparklers.
No, what happens is you just spin at them because they'll be really upset that the aliens are here.
Yeah.
Then you spin at them and they open a door.
Yeah.
And then you go into the next stage. And then maybe there'll be two of the sour bunch.
Yeah.
And you'll just attack them again, very easy. You'll just do a spin, and then they'll be like the bad guy of the level, and he'll be like, ha ha ha, me and my alien troop will take you down.
Yeah.
And then there'll be another thief who's like, Peach, what are we going to do? And then there'll be another thief who's like a professor thief, and he's like, I know what we're going to do, Peach, follow me. And then an elevator will appear in the level, then you'll get in the elevator will go down, you'll be in another level, then they'll be like, we've been developing this brand new superhero suit. And somebody will be like, well, that's exciting, Peach. And then they'll be like, Peach, step into this, you know, platform, and we'll get you suited up.
Yeah.
Then you step into the platform, and then you'll do a little, like, a kind of magical girl transformation into Superhero Peach. Then the elevator will go back up. Then you'll leave the stage that you went down in the elevator to the next stage, and then you'll get to actually doing stuff in the level.
Right, so you're walking around a lot.
It's the pacing of every level.
I was
going to
say, I was so bored during that whole thing.
Yeah.
I could not wait for you to finish talking about up and down levels.
That's what it's like playing.
That does sound very interesting, but when Neil Flynn played the janitor in Scrubs and then he played Dad Heck in the middle, which one do you reckon he likes more?
Oh, play Dad Heck.
Janitor would be such a fun role.
No, but Brick Heck.
I know, but he doesn't end up playing Brick Heck.
No, but he gets
playing with Brick Heck.
He's the dad of Brick Heck.
I know.
And his name is Mike Heck.
Yeah.
Mike
Heck.
That's like Borat. Be like, Mike Heck.
Mike Heck. Very nice.
Sue Heck was going to get a spin-off, but it was canceled.
Oh, that's so sad.
What would Sue Heck be doing?
I don't know.
Wait, is Sue the
daughter?
Mum? Oh.
No.
Okay.
Sue's the daughter. It's.
And she does theater or something, right?
I don't know. She's gawky.
Tell you what I think about all the time.
What?
Is that we were in the car.
The middle? Because
Well, actually, yeah, I was about the middle the other day because I was also thinking about Scrubs.
Yeah.
Because I was walking past someone who was saying, I was watching Scrubs the other day. It really holds up. I'm like, I haven't rewatched Scrubs.
Who is that?
There is no chance that it holds up really well.
The next sentence would have been like, yeah, I also was watching my favorite show, How I Met Your Mother. It really holds up.
Yeah, it's the perfect show.
Both of those were dated before they finished airing, which is rare for a show to
do. How I Met Your Mother was a liter of milk left out in the sun.
Yeah.
Where it just the moment it.
And Scrubs was more like, maybe orange juice.
Yeah.
Left out in the sun.
Out in the sun. Still going off.
Let us know, listeners. Do you like either of those shows? And when, you know, you think about the fact that you're a fan of that, does it make you happy?
I truly cannot fathom liking How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Look, you can like The Office. Whatever. Be my guest. You can even like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm not here to judge, but How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Mother?
Yeah. I dislike it so much I went cockney.
Do you think Brick Heck is Dewey coded?
Yeah, dude.
The middle. It's still just Malcolm called the middle. Freaking middle. Yeah. Except that Sue Heck is Malcolm.
Malcolm, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Axel
and
is, Reese.
Is Reese.
Yeah.
And Axel's also Reese.
Yeah.
And the girl is Francis. And
by a girl, do you mean
who's
the mom?
No, the daughter.
That's Sue Heck.
That's Sue Heck.
Is it?
Sue Heck's Malcolm.
Oh, who's the mom?
The mom is
Frankie Heck.
Frankie Heck.
Whoa,
or,
Frankie Muniz.
This is just Malcolm.
What's her
in the
name
middle.
From Everybody but Loves but Raymond?
It's just Malcolm in the Middle shuffled around.
Deborah.
She's Deborah from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Is that her name in the show too? Deb Heck?
No.
No. Her name's Frankie Heck.
How does nothing get in?
I was thinking about Malcolm
it's
in the middle.
Frankie Heck.
Yeah.
Mike Heck Jr.
Uh-huh.
Axel Heck.
Yeah. Reese. Wait, start again.
The mom.
Lois.
Frankie Heck.
That's Lois.
Lois Griffin. Great.
Mike Heck Jr.
Mike. Brick.
Brick. And Brick's like, what the deuce?
What the deuce? In a real monotone voice. It's really monotone.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, let's.
I don't think I know the middle as well.
How many thumbs for Princess Peach Showtime?
I'm going to go 4 thumbs. Extremely simple. and some of the levels were, I would say, stinkers.
Yeah.
But it was charming enough and fun enough and cute. And I don't know, sometimes you just want to put Peach in fun dresses and have a cute little charming time. So, yeah, I'm going to go 4 thumbs for Princess Peach Showtime. Yeah. And I like that Peach is getting games. I think in a perfect world, Nintendo was like every Mario character gets their own genre of game. You get the WarioWare games for Wario. You got Luigi's Mansion for Luigi.
Yeah.
Regular Mario game for Mario. And I think
Donkey Kong's got his own stuff.
Donkey Kong's got his own shit.
Yeah.
I think it's disappointing that Peach's game is no obvious genre.
It's
like
average,
in terms of a video game.
Yeah.
That I think that it means that if you did this again, it would be like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Who's next? Whose game do you want next?
I think if I can make any Mario game, I would make a sort of Mario and Luigi RPG style game with Wario and Waluigi. I think that would be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Where they just beat the shit out of each other for most of the...
It's the first video game that you can smell.
Yeah. When you put in the cartridge and it's on a cartridge, in the back, a little fart comes out. Like you've pushed out a fart. Yeah.
I think it'd be good if they intentionally sort of like do the wiring a bit wrong so it shorts out and stinks like burning plastic when you do it.
Absolutely. That it's a wreck your Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be my perfect game. Anyway, Hayden, what have you been playing?
You've been playing a game for babies.
Yes.
Joel, you've been playing a game for teens.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a game for adults.
Whoa.
It's the New York Times games package.
Oh, I see.
Oh my God.
I'm talking
Mr. Wall Street over here.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking the crosswords.
Yeah.
I'm talking connections.
I've actually got connections open in front of me right now.
I'm talking spelling bee.
Whoa. Spelling bee.
I don't really do spelling bee because it takes forever.
Yeah, okay.
Too many words.
Fair enough.
I need something I can do straight away
while
taking a dump.
How do they do spelling bee?
You know what spelling bee? So spelling bee is, it's similar to a jumble. You get like, I think it's 7 letters, and you have to always use the middle letter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you can, right, okay.
But you can use any letter as much as you want, and then you got to just make as many words as you can.
Yeah,
I hope A is the middle letter.
Man, you would be so good at spelling bee. You're a genius.
All right, I am going to get you to rank the games later on, but before we get to that, what's your favorite?
I think Connections is probably good.
Yeah.
But Wordle, you know what?
It's a classic for a reason.
I'm stoked with Wordle because I was with it. I mean, not to brag, but I've been playing Wordle for ages.
Whoa.
Dude, did you start during lockdown like every other person on
That's
Earth?
That's amazing, dude.
But I think it's cool that some guy just made a whole just new kind of word game and then it made it. It's a classic now.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun for me.
Yeah,
I agree. He got $1 million for it.
Oh, good on him.
I think, Connections currently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone knows what the Wordle is, right? Connections is basically you get, it's a 4x4 grid of just different words.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to find groups of four, how they connect.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it might be like kinds of apple or like Star Wars. Guys, or something. These are bad examples.
Which
usually they're more
Yoda?
Interesting.
Is Yoda an apple or from Star Wars?
Well, that's where the fun comes in. Because you go, Yoda sounds familiar, but and I know, I've got Granny Smith and Chewbacca. Which one does it go with?
I guess I don't know all the apples.
Yeah. The only problem with Connections, I think, is that, because obviously it's the New York Times.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very American, which makes sense, but it's
of
annoying.
Course. Yeah, for sure.
So it'll be like, you know, brands of barbecue sauce that I haven't heard of any of them.
Yeah.
And there's just no way you can figure that out because they're just random words
absolutely.
That you don't know. So sometimes you can't really win if you don't live in America, but mostly you can get it.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that with Connections, you either get it, you get one group straight away, or if you sit and you think for too long and try a few
you get lost in it.
You will never ever get any right, which I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Should we do the Connections together?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Have you got any right so far, Joel?
No.
Okay, great. Let's.
And I've got one mistake remaining.
Oh, okay. you're in trouble. Yeah. All right.
What do we got?
So.
Okay, listeners, you need to get a pen and paper if you're driving.
Yeah. And you've got
to
write down 12 words.
12 words?
Oh, wait,
I think you mean 16 words.
Damn. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Dirt.
Right.
Mind. Share. Regard.
Post.
Intelligence.
Follow.
Stake.
Observe.
Join in, Jackson.
Interest. columns.
Secrets.
Palms.
Information.
Percentage.
Pillar. Pillow.
Okay, well, pillar, pole, post, stake. Let's try that.
Okay.
Oh, we were one away.
Yeah, that was my first mistake.
Must be column. Post, column, pillar, pole, submit that. Bang, we got nice. One. Upright support was okay, the was
beautiful,
the
beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
Now, I don't have these in front of me because...
We'll just do it in your mind.
Okay. What was dirt?
Dirt?
Wait, what was percentage? Mind? Mind, regard?
Mind, regard. Yeah, like keep it in mind. Keep it in my... keep it in regard.
Yeah. What were the others? Well, I can look on your phone.
No, you got to do it in your head. Do it how the listener's doing it.
Do what the listener's doing, Jackson.
Anyway, we're having...
I'm going to write down 16 words.
Okay, I think maybe...
I just got one.
What'd you get?
Okay, I got dirt.
Yeah.
We got information.
What?
Yes.
And intelligence.
And secrets.
And secrets, yes. Right, so that's like intel.
All right, what are we left with?
Gathered by spies was the theme. That's what it was called. Yeah. So okay, the words we have left are observe, interest, share. Oh, okay, wait. I mean, I've got it already. Interest, share, stake, mind, follow, percentage, regard. I think interest, share, stake, percentage is like an ownership. Let's submit that.
Yep.
Allotment.
The
final words, mind, follow, observe, regard.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
I like, kind of sort of get it, but I can't...
I can't articulate I can't, it, I can't but articulate. It's like...
A mind, keep in mind, you follow...
You follow somebody.
I think it's like you...
Observing.
You observe slash think about it.
Yeah. Well, let's see what it says.
It says, heed. As rules.
Okay.
So we sort of didn't really get it, but I'll pay it.
Yeah.
And that's the connections. We had fun.
How fun was that, listeners?
Yeah. That was awesome. It was a blast. It was confusing for me, but...
It is probably...
You two seemed like you were having a great time.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I mean, if the listener did it right, they would have pulled over, written down the 16 words. Oh, yeah, don't pull over, whatever.
Yeah.
Or just hold them all in your mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I do them every day, and I'm like, oh, it's making me smarter. It's definitely not making me... It's making me better at Wordle, and it's making me better at connections.
Yeah.
It's not helping me in any other way.
Are you sure? Maybe it's making your thinking more obtuse.
Yes.
Obtuse?
I don't you want that, right?
Yeah, you want to be thinking more obtuse.
Or do
more
I want obtuse. More acutely?
I think you want to think obtuse. No, because puzzles like this don't make you think acutely. They make you think obtusely.
But isn't obtuse the opposite of acute?
Yeah, it is.
I don't think you want to think obtusely.
Well, it's the same with
encrypted. If it's obtuse, it's confusing and unclear.
Yeah, but you're figuring out...
Because obtuse is an angle is like wider than 90 degrees, right?
Yes.
So you're expanding your thinking.
Obtuse.
So you're thinking obtusely.
You're thinking wide.
You're thinking wide. How about this? Maybe you're looking obtusely.
Jackson, do you like to think tight or think wide?
You gotta think obtuse. No, wait.
Do you want to read the dictionary definitions of obtuse?
Yeah.
Tell me where yours fits in here. Annoyingly insensitive or slow to understand.
Yeah, you gotta
difficult
think
to understand, deliberately so. Of an angle more than 90 degrees and less than 180 degrees, or not sharp pointed.
Yes! So, ignore the not sharp part, but the rest of that makes sense, because you're thinking obtuse, so you're thinking confusing. So if someone hits you with
thinking
obtuse
laterally.
Information, you're like, I got this.
You're looking obtuse, you're thinking acute. How about that?
No,
right.
No,
I think I'm right.
You're looking acute, you're thinking obtuse.
That's what I... No. No.
I don't think you want to think
How about
obtuse.
This? You are looking both... acutely and obtusely, and also you're thinking acutely and obtusely.
I think you want to think acutely about obtuse subject matter.
How about this?
Model.
You're thinking literal, but also thanking lateral.
Now we're cooking. Now we're getting some.
You just looked up thinking obtuse dictionary definition,
yep.
And you'll find that it means lacking sharpness or quickness. Insensitive. Stupid.
Yeah, you gotta think stupid.
Okay, think stupid to get smart.
Yeah,
I think...
You gotta think how a moron might think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it says difficult to comprehend. Yeah. Not clear or precise in thought.
Mm.
Okay.
Like this podcast.
Do you think it's improved your vocabulary? Which I know is a funny question.
After that conversation.
Debacle?
Indubitably. I think not really. I mean, maybe the connections. Yeah.
Because like it would expose you to new words.
Yeah, because sometimes
it's
you'll
good
get...
being exposed.
You're down at the end. You're down like, and you've got the four remaining. And
bottom
you're like,
of the ninth.
Yeah. And you're like, well,
two batters out.
I know what the words will be in the group, but I don't get what the connection is.
Yeah, sure.
And you'll be like, I sort of, you could stick this word at the end of them. It would end in fall.
Oh, yeah.
You got like waterfall or rainfall.
But then nothing else.
But then they'll be like, you know, Peter. And then you'd be like, what the heck is a Peterfall? I've heard of that before.
I think you get arrested for being
a Peterfall.
You want to
be a Peterfall, dude.
There was was a guy that got for that kind of reason. Yeah. He died in prison.
Yeah. You don't want to be a Peter Fall.
Rest in peace, Peter Fall. And then you'll be like, oh, a Peter Fall. And you Google Peter Fall.
And then you're, oh, don't you don't like Googling what you're learning.
Then you're on a list.
And then you learn what a Peter Fall is.
Yeah, okay. Do not Google Peter Fall at 3 a.m. Yeah.
So, you know, it probably hasn't improved.
Google Peter Fall, worst mistake of my life.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Hey, how many thumbs?
I'll give it 5 thumbs.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Also, I think the New York Times, as a publication, maybe pretty rotten. I think maybe they started the Iraq War or something. But okay. they helped sway public opinion to be
that
like,
we
got to invade Iraq after 9/11.
Yeah, we got to get in there.
Even though it doesn't make that much sense, but let's do it anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Think of the oil. I don't think they said that.
It was the subtext.
They influenced the Iraq War due to its misleading coverage of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
Okay. Yep. I found, list of New York Times controversies. The first one is surprising. Russian Revolution, 1917 to 1920.
Oh, okay. Man, there are so many Peter Falls.
Yeah, they've done a couple of things.
Yeah. But anyway, I give them $3 every month, so
yeah.
I like my little word games while I'm taking a dump.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, fair call.
Hey. Yeah. And Jackson, speaking of fair calls,
yeah,
we just have like a little quick announcement.
Oh, yes, this is very important.
So, in the first week of May, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to follow Thumbcrams Pod on Instagram, where we will give you precise updates for when this is going to happen. We've decided enough's enough with our threats. Yeah. The first week of May, it's a call-out show.
That's true. We've been threatening to do this for a very long time.
Yeah. And a lot of you have been like, yeah, call me. I don't care.
I'll send my phone number. That's you, okay?
That's you, the listeners.
I'll send my phone number. Those other employees would never call me or my place of business.
Wrong.
Well, guess what, idiot?
And in the first week of May, when we record our May episode, we will be calling
you. We will call your house. We will call your mobile phone. If you send us a work number, we will call the work number.
We'll be ringing everyone.
I'll be saying, hello, can I speak to X fan? And they will say, who is this? Would you like to buy a television? And we'll be like, no, yes. I'm Thumb Cramps. I don't want a television. Put Samantha on the phone.
That's very
Samantha,
exciting.
There's an extremely angry man.
Thumb Cramps on the line. Like,
oh no, it's Thumb Cramps. They've called me.
So we'll post what time it's going to happen, and if you want us to call you, send us your phone number.
Yep.
The podcast will be edited, so don't try any sneaky business of like, oh, what if I give my friend's phone number? Because all that will result in
it's
that.
It's not live.
Yeah, it's not live. There'll be no funny pranks like that. It'll just be us talking to you, asking you some questions, and maybe getting you fired from work.
Yeah.
So make sure you follow Thumb Cramps Pod on Instagram. We'll post when that's happening.
Yeah. And but your phone number will be read aloud on the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
Will not be edited out.
Yeah.
We will not read your phone number on the podcast.
Oh, come on, we're one. You should do one.
I'll read your phone number on the podcast.
No, don't do that.
No. All right. Listeners, if 10 people answer their phones, we will read Hayden's phone number on the podcast.
I don't know if anyone wants my phone number.
So am I.
Yeah, people love doxing.
Give you a buzz?
I guess, but what are you going to do? Just call me lots?
Yeah. That's annoying for you and funny for them.
People call me all the time anyway. I get somebody scam calls, it wouldn't change my life that much. I'd be like, a number I don't know. I guess I'll ignore this one too.
But yeah, we'll give more details next week, but also make sure you follow us at Thumb Cramps Pod on Instagram
for updates.
But that we are doing the call out show.
Sorry.
You shouldn't have sent us your phone numbers.
This is on you.
Thumb Cramps has your number.
That's exciting.
And now, Jackson, is there someone at the door?
Someone at the door. Let me let them in. Yeah. Come in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. S.
Hey, Mr. S. How's your wife?
My wife's wonderful. What did you say, wife or life?
I said wife.
Oh, my wife's wonderful.
How's your life?
My life's so-so, but I'm in a fabulous mood.
Hey, great. That's good. What's brought you such a fabulous mood today?
I won a free trip on the bus.
Wow. You won a free trip on the bus?
Yeah, free trip on the bus.
I'm so excited.
Like a competition. I did a competition in the back of a magazine.
What magazine?
Bus.
Bus.
It's just called Bus.
Bus magazine. Okay.
Yeah, no, just Bus.
Okay, so just Bus.
It's Bus.
It's Bus.
And it's a magazine.
And it's a magazine.
What do you have to do for the comp? Is like a Limerick thing?
You just had to
cut out a coupon.
Cut out a coupon. Send it in.
Where's the Bus?
It's not really. Is that a kind of competition?
Yeah, I'm the only guy who's gotten it, Hayden.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, I get a Bus of my choosing, so I'm still picking.
It's a Bus of your choosing.
Yes. Very exciting.
You should choose a London double decker Bus. That's what I would choose.
We'll see.
The route is for your choosing or the type of Bus?
No, any Bus route.
Yep.
I can get for free.
But it's not like that you could be like, all right, I want to go from a suburb in Melbourne to another suburb in Melbourne.
Show the Bus driver. coupon.
Okay.
I'd do one of those crazy European Bus trips where you go from like Spain to the border of Russia or something.
Then, I mean, you know, I don't know if I got the money to travel.
But the bus trip's free.
Well, yeah, but the plane ticket isn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, here's some ads. Bye.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks, Mr. Ads.
Thanks, Mr. Ads.
See ya. I hate that guy.
Why?
What the hell?
Oh, rancid energy. Also, he stinks.
He does stink.
He does stink. He smells like gasoline.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of things I don't know, why do people send us emails?
Yes.
Well, no, I know why people send us emails. Because we love them. Yeah, and we love all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. And you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Something we didn't mention today is we started recording this podcast at 9:30 a.m., which is
early.
Way too early. Running on fumes.
I didn't say anything for the first 15 minutes because I was still waiting for my coffee to kick in.
Yeah. I know.
I'm at Metroid. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to sit here quietly while you guys sort this out.
Because if you do a late episode, you get late, silly sort of sleepover energy.
Yeah.
But you do a really early episode, you get another kind of manic energy, but it's harder to pin down.
Yeah. Anyway, people have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Good on them.
And I'm going to read some of them out.
That's awesome.
So this one's caught my attention. It's the most recent email we've received. Subject, taking people's wake food and other things.
What's a wake food?
A wake food is...
food at the wake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sandwiches that you were talking about. Yeah. You were claiming that wake sandwiches are the best sandwiches.
Wake sandwiches are very good. I had a wake sandwich not that long ago.
Good stuff.
Hello to my devastatingly handsome gamer boyfriends and your alluring guest.
Thank you. Hello.
I've never been so drawn to dip a toe into the most dangerous space on the internet, your inbox, as I was listening to Dusha tell the sad tale of him playing Wii Sports. Uh-huh. That game is possibly one of the most group-orientated games I've ever played, and the idea of playing it only alone is wildly unhinged.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In a share house many years ago, we had a house leaderboard, and each week we would play against one another to earn beer and the ability to avoid chores.
Oh, that's cool.
Absolutely a five-thumb experience when gaming with your friends. Somehow you tackle two subjects I've got extensive experience with, as my other one is eating triangle sandwiches from Wakes.
That's a funny specialty subject to have.
A lovely funeral home in Mentone, Victoria that I would regularly deliver coffins to would have a lot of leftovers of those little sandwiches, and they were always amazing.
That's awesome.
I don't know why they are so good, but can only assume the crushing weight of losing a loved one directly enhances the flavor of nearby triangle-shaped sangers.
It activates the taste buds.
Absolutely.
Who was that? That? I did not mean to say that. It activates the taste buds.
Hello, I'm from a funeral home.
It activates the taste buds.
Activates the taste buds.
If your loved one dies, make a sandwich. It absolutely activates the taste buds.
Here's your thing. Here's your thing. It activates the taste buds. Who's this guy?
I love this guy.
Mr. Wake.
Yeah, Mr. Wake. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Yeah, my condolences, commiserations. Have a sandwich.
There's the kind of guy, right?
I love this already.
Because I was organizing a funeral, I don't know, nearly a year ago.
Yep.
And the funeral director was like, okay, just so you know, at the wake, there will be people who did not come to the funeral and do not know your loved one. They just want the food.
What the hell?
And it's best to just let them be.
That's so good.
We'll try to keep them out, but, you know, they just take a couple sandwiches and keep to themselves. And so we just were like, all right, that's fine.
Far out.
If they're that hungry for wake sandwiches, come have a sandwich.
Yeah.
And mourn with us.
Yeah.
Why not? A little bit of extra mourning for the dearly deceased.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. It's going to be us meet
in
the room.
I didn't know him, but yeah. 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 He was a nice bloke.
Oh, I love these sandwiches. They really activate the taste buds.
It really activates the taste buds.
Sorry for your loss. Anyway, chip, I'm out of here.
He is very jaunty, this guy. I like that.
Always an absolutely stellar show, boys. Keep up the good work, and I'll see about getting you an invite to my best friend's wedding.
Oh,
yeah, because we did say that Thumb Cramps will go to any wedding provided you pay for us to get
there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard about that. That's
I'm excited.
Kindest regards.
What if it's on Christmas Day?
I'll go Christmas Day if they pay for it.
That's funny. My family being like, you coming to Christmas?
I'm going to a stranger's
wedding. Stranger's wedding. You understand.
Aren't you worried it'll be a trap?
Who cares? What
you and you get killed?
I sort of believe that the meager level of fame I have is not enough for me to be killed by.
But
a
I think
fan.
That people, you're weird,
right?
And I think people are weird about you in a way that maybe you're gonna get.
Yeah,
skinned.
But I'm there too.
Yeah,
that's no true. You'll protect him. Dusha. No one's skinning Dusha.
People are scared of me.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a dangerous energy. They're like, if I invite them to my wedding, maybe he'll skin me.
Yeah,
and I might. Yeah. I won't invite me to your wedding.
I do have flayed alive energy though.
Do you guys get plus ones?
No.
Well, it'll be up to whoever.
Well, yeah, that's true,
up to
actually.
You. Get me in. I want to go to all weddings. I'm only going to funerals. I want fun little wedding food.
Wedding food's not as good as a funeral.
That is true. Anyway, I haven't even finished this email yet because Johnny signs off. Kindest regards, Johnny. P.S. Not a coward.
Yeah.
Please find below a copy of my driver's license.
Give it a look.
Johnny has sent us a scan of his driver's license.
Johnny, that's awesome. Johnny, thank you so much.
Wow.
That's really special.
That is fun.
That's great.
Good stuff.
That's great.
What a crazy thing to do.
We can steal your identity, Johnny. Yeah.
No, but we won't.
That's like 60 points of ID right there.
I wouldn't know how, really.
You just need a bit of mail with their address on it, which you have and can fake easily. And you can get like a passport in your name.
Whoa, Johnny's
Johnny, I don't know the last name.
I look different now, but here's my 100 points of ID.
It doesn't matter what Johnny's last name is, because if it's anything... That is a thing. It's going to sound like a made-up character from Plumbing the Death Star.
It must be funny if your name is Johnny. The amount of times we call something like Johnny Mug or
Johnny Passport. He's Johnny Coffins. Actually, we really skimmed over. He's a coffin delivery man.
That is cool.
A great job.
And his payment is money and little sandwiches.
And little sandwiches. Yeah. That's cool. Amazing. What a life.
This next email is from Zara.
What's up, Zara?
Subject. Pickman shirts ruined my life.
Yes.
Dear gamer boyfriends and guest, I am writing to say that I believe my boyfriend and I have not just broken the Thumb Cramps breakup curse, but defeated it.
Whoa.
It all began around October of last year. My boyfriend was telling me about this unnamed podcast he likes where people keep getting hit by cars whilst listening, and someone made a Pickman shirt that was for sale on Redbubble.
I thought this was insane.
Yeah.
But kept this nugget of information in my back pocket as he is notoriously hard to buy for. And I thought this could be a funny gift. In brackets, this will be important in a second.
Okay.
This was my first encounter with thumb cramps. Early December, he was picking me up and he had thumb cramps playing in his car. He introduced it to me as the podcast with the Pickman merch, and I immediately remembered. I asked him to turn it off, in brackets, the natural response.
Yeah, okay, turn that off.
Yeah.
However, he said he only had about 10 minutes left, so he asked if he could finish the episode. And of course,
please let me finish it, dummies. I'm nearly done.
Oh, I love you so much. But there's my gamer boyfriends. It's good because I just remembered whilst mocking this person that they're a listener.
Yeah.
Because Zara sends this email starting as not a listener, talking about their loving partner who is a listener.
Yeah. So also a massive baby who loves thumb cramps.
I mean, oh, please let me visit your thumb cramps.
It's so funny to be like, oh, you like the podcast? You baby. You like the thing I do?
Oh, you stupid baby.
You
idiot. You support us?
Grow up. Listen to the radio.
Listen to talk back to AM radio.
Yeah, like, grown up.
Yeah, someone's like, hey, hello, just calling up because the council didn't collect my bins, and I think that's bloody
disgusting.
I don't
think it's the Greens' fault.
I'm going to keep you both on the line. I'm just going to go to an ad.
And, of course, being a loving and awesome partner, I said, yes, you could listen to the last 10 minutes of your podcast. Mm-hmm. This was my second encounter with thumb cramps.
Thumb cramps. Okay. Oh, all right, thumb cramps.
Welcome to thumb cramps, everyone. Everyone whose thumbs are cranting.
After I got home from seeing him this day, I immediately bought the Pickman shirt as it was close to Christmas and I had no else what to buy him. When the shirt turned up, I realized I had accidentally ordered two.
Whoa.
Fate? Question mark? Who knows? Anyway, I gave both of them to him for Christmas and forced him to wear one on Christmas Day. That's awesome.
You were a thumb cramps listener before you even knew it.
Yeah.
You were born a thumb cramps listener.
That's so funny.
Hey, babe. Two of the same thing.
Put one on now. Oh, no, it's okay. Put the shirt on now. You love this podcast, don't you? Oh, yeah. Little okay. Thumb cramps boy. Okay. Remember, two of the same shirt.
Remember when you wanted to listen to the last 10 minutes of your podcast?
Yeah.
When you did something nice and picked me up from somewhere?
Zara's mean, but cool.
I think it's so... But, like, you bought two of the same shirt. What, are you going to throw the other one out? What's the alternative?
Anyway, I gave birth to him. Oh, yeah, on Christmas.
Why'd you get me two? So when one's dirty, you can wear the other one.
This is
the only shirt you wear now.
Baby, I don't know why I bought two. I don't know what's going on. You gotta understand. The one day I opened this package and I had two of the same shirt.
I think if that happened, if I was in this situation and my partner was like, here's two of the same shirt, in my head I would be like, oh, you've become a thumb cramps fan and one is for you. And then when you were like, they're both yours.
You're both yours, put one on now.
Like, what is happening?
Okay.
What is going on?
Sorry, baby, okay.
And to my delight and his embarrassment, he wore it and kept having to explain all of his relatives the story of how the t-shirt came to be.
That's
AKA
awesome.
Any thumb cramps listener's worst nightmare.
That rocks.
This brings me to now.
Okay.
Whoa, welcome to now.
Welcome to now.
Recently, my boyfriend and I did a trip to Wanaka. We live in New Zealand. Whoa, docks.
Whoa.
And it is about a 6-hour trip each way.
Okay.
On the way back, knowing how much he enjoys thumb cramps and me being intrigued as to what the podcast has to offer, I suggested we put it on. It was the pinball episode. Worst day of my life. I have never enjoyed a podcast more.
Aww.
I genuinely don't think I've laughed that hard in ages. That day I went from having one boyfriend to having three.
Oh, that's so nice, that's Zara.
Do you reckon, Zara, you still like us after what we have done to your email? Mocked your boyfriend.
Maybe you only have two boyfriends, but it's you two.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It could just be us
could
now.
Could just be us now.
Yeah.
Now I force him to wait until I'm with him so we can listen to the new episodes together. Oh, it's going to be so good. good when you get to experience this together.
Yeah. For some reason, so mean to you guys. I don't know why.
In the car, you turn, look at each other, you like, just turn it off.
Oh, these guys suck. Hey.
They're calling you a baby and they're calling me mean, but now they're calling me stupid.
Wait, I don't think we said this. Stupid. Did we?
Well, Jackson inferred that Zara was maybe a Thumb Cramps listener before they even realized.
Just because you are stupid.
By proximity to listening to Thumb Cramps is a dumb guy move.
Yeah. Well, Zara then says, it's pure brain rot. I love it. Five stars.
Yeah.
Long story short, a Pikmin shirt ruined my life. P.S. I have attached a photo of us wearing the shirts. Sincerely, not a coward, Zara. And Zara then lists their age, their date of birth, their star sign, and their meat rankings.
Whoa! Let's see Zara's ranking. They're ranking meats.
I heard they're ranking meats now.
They're ranking meats. It's another episode of Thumb Cramps.
And once again, they're ranking meats.
One!
What was that?
That's the Rankin Meat song!
No, I figured that out.
One, chicken. Two, beef. Three, salami.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Four, ham. Too low.
Yeah.
Five, steak. Steak is beef.
You got it.
You can have a lamb steak.
Yeah, but beef in general gets whatever ranking you got.
Beef's two, but steak's five?
Yeah, because beef can be
what
other things.
What the hell is going on with this meat ranking?
No, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's like if you said chicken, five, chicken on a skewer, three.
I would be just as angry. If someone said, coming in at number three is chicken, but then chicken on a skewer is five, I'd be like, why is chicken on a skewer worse? Is a steak worse?
What about this? Because this would be my ranking if I had to include fish.
You did include fish.
Shut up. It'd be like flake,
fish
two, fish probably wouldn't even rank.
Well, is five on your ranking.
Yeah, well,
it's
ham,
chicken, beef, turkey, fish.
I know, I understand that. Turkey's awesome.
Here's mine.
Okay.
Minced meat, smoked salmon,
yeah.
Chicken.
Salami. We'll get back to that.
Yeah. And I don't really eat much meat. Tofu.
So let's just get that again. Mince meat
is your number one meat.
Yep.
Mince meat.
Yeah. It's versatile. Spaghetti bolognese. Burger patties, I think, use mince meat.
Yes,
you think?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure you whack an egg in there.
Yeah, that is true.
Mush it up and then
breadcrumbs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a shepherd's pie last night. That included mince meat.
Exactly right. Best
great
kind of meat.
Meal. Shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Chop up some carrot and some celery.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to swap out fish for shepherd's pie in your meat rankings?
Yeah.
Maybe every week we should update our meat rankings depending on... Because hot dogs didn't make our list.
Hot dogs is my number one.
Hot dogs!
Yeah, hot dogs number one.
Hot dogs...
I don't really consider them meat. So.
you consider tofu meat?
Well, they're more meat than... Well, in my mind,
they're
the same.
They're more meat than hot dogs.
It's blended up something.
What are you saying?
It's blended up something in a shape and they taste like they... I don't know. Good.
Hot dogs, minced meat, chicken.
No, smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Smoked salmon.
Hot dogs, minced meat, smoked salmon, chicken, tofu?
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy.
They're ranking meats. They're ranking meats. It's another episode of Thumb Cramps, and once again, they're ranking meats.
I don't think I said ranking
meats. They're ranking meats now?
They're ranking meats now?
And finally, a email to bring us home. It's always good to hear one of these ones.
Okay.
Dear gaming boyfriends, and probably Ruby, wrong, it's Hayden.
Nice try.
I was walking around Melbourne on errands listening to the most recent episode featuring Tom Walker, and to my surprise, I spotted Tom Walker out on a walk.
That's funny.
A little surprise and delight to drive to brighten up my drive. I was slightly distracted. But steeled myself and returned my attention to the road as I couldn't bear the thought of becoming another statistic in your correlation between this podcast and road accidents. Please, for the love of F, stop using the spoiler song. Yours
I
in
like
listenership.
The spoiler song.
Me too. I think it's wonderful.
Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
And actually, that goes hand in hand with another email we got from Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Subject, car accidents. Hi, boyfriends. I work in a hospital. We need the business. Please continue, Matt.
Okay, Matt, we'll
do. We need the business.
So, Shane, maybe you should have crashed your car for
Matt's sake.
And if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Correct.
Reminder, we are doing a call-out show.
Yes.
Send us your phone number if you want us to call.
If
you have previously put your phone number in and you're scared,
yeah.
Well, you've got to email us
be like, I am a coward, do not call
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And if you want us to call you, you can put call me as the subject line. Yes. That seems like a good idea.
That is a good idea. Call
me. DearThumbcrampsPod@gmail.com.
And also
call me.
Suggest a time as well, probably would be.
Well, we'll decide the time. We'll try and pick a neutral-ish time.
Yeah.
How do you pick a neutral time?
The same way that when we used to stream on twitch.tv/doucheforever and twitch.tv/ Hayden Blue. Oh, no. Hayden H.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitch. I might come back and do more crossword stuff.
Nice.
Maybe I'll do the connections on stream.
Why don't you do that?
I got no time. Got stuff on.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Busy.
Anyway, the same way that we picked times to stream.
Yeah. We'll try and pick one that works for the most amount of people.
Yeah. And yeah, some people just have to eat shit and it won't work for them. But if we could figure something out.
But also, maybe some people will be like, yeah, call me at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm not doing shit.
Thumbcramps call me at 3 a.m. challenge. But yeah, follow us at ThumbcrampsPod. Because we'll do a thing where we're like, hey, the time is now. We need to figure out
our shit as well. That's on us. Yeah.
Anyway.
So you can email us.
Yes.
But actually, it's something you actually are required by law to do.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't do this, they'll put you in debt as a person.
They absolutely will. People will come. They'll start, reclaiming. What's it called? Repossessing. They'll repossess your phone.
They'll repossess your house.
Yeah.
They'll repossess your ears.
And the best way to prevent that from happening is to open up your podcast app of choice. Or if you listen on a computer, I guess your podcast website of choice. But if you listen to a podcast on a computer, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's madness.
It's like,
If you're working from home.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that people have real jobs.
That is true. You're going to give us 5 stars.
Yep.
And then you also got to leave us, if you can, a little review. And if you leave us 5 stars and you write a little review, we'll read out that little review on our little podcast. That's about to happen right now.
It's happening right
now.
Because great mate Tommy has given 5 stars. I listened to this whilst in a hospital waiting room. I have an anal fissure.
Nice.
Somehow this podcast didn't make it worse. A win is a win.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And thank God the hospitals need the business at the moment.
thank God for
anal fissures.
Next review is from Jeb, 5 stars, meat ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Are they ranking meats?
Are they ranking meats now?
5 stars, meat ranking. I'm a vegetarian, but here's my meat ranking, having never eaten any.
Okay.
1 mutton, 2 ham, 3 beef, 4 spam, 5 venison.
Mutton is like, I mean, I know that it's a real meat because it's lamb, but an adult lamb, I think. What do you call them? Sheep.
Yeah.
It just seems like such an old-timey meat.
I know, you eat that in, yeah.
I feel like it would have to be grey and chewy.
And you eat it in a tavern somewhere.
Yeah, on the bone.
Yeah. Usually I wouldn't read out a third review because we don't want to go through 100.
Of course.
Yeah.
But this one ties pretty nicely into the first one I read. 5 stars. This is from Mr. Reviewer.
Yeah. Oh my God, you got him.
We got one from Mr. Reviewer?
Described as the skibbity toilets of podcasts.
Yeah.
I had to Google what skibbity toilet was the other day.
It's awesome.
Skibbity toilet. I've actually already talked to you about this.
It happened because of us.
No, it didn't happen because of you. No, I was on my phone and skibbity toilet kept coming up and I thought, I don't understand what this is. Mm-hmm. I'm out of touch. So I Googled skibbity toilet and then the first episode played and I watched 1 second and I thought, I don't need to know. I'm a grown man.
I think I've seen the first 15 episodes.
Yeah. That's crazy that there's that many episodes.
There's like 73 now.
That's too many episodes of skibbity.
G-Man's in the toilet.
Yeah, and the CCTV, the camera heads, they're going to flush the toilets.
Yeah, I don't need to know.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. The kids can keep skibbity toilet.
I think it's funnier to be in touch.
Yeah. Funnier to be hooked into the skibbity toilet.
I'm pretty sure I know what hitting the gritty is. I'm pretty close.
Did you hit the gritty in the studio?
I think
he's hitting the gritty in the studio.
I think this is something to do with it.
Well, he's doing it but he is hitting the gritty.
So I hit the weird gritty. Yeah.
That was the subject of that review, but the reason it ties in is because the body of the review says, I'd confidently say listening to this is better than having testicular torsion.
Whoa.
So we've got anal fissures, we've got testicular torsion. We've got Hayden hitting the gritty in the studio.
Beautiful
you
stuff.
You had a gooch injury to really round it
home. To do the whole.
Let us know. Have you had a gooch injury? Don't email us. Write it in a review.
Have you guys seen Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah. Talk about gooch injury.
I watched that one scene of it on my phone last night. Oh, yeah.
Why did you watch that on your phone last night?
It came up on the Instagram and be like, this scene's crazy. And I'm like, well, I better watch it on my phone. And I'm like, ooh.
Tell you what I watched on my phone last night?
What?
People filming a porno in a car Like a Tesla that was on auto drive or whatever it's called, and the car crashed.
It's funny to say, oh, I didn't watch a porno. I watched people filming a porno. Like, it's not watching a porno.
Well,
watched a porno.
Well, okay, I watched a porno that went for 12 seconds and was just them having sex in a, and then the car crashing.
That's crazy. Whoa! Did they survive?
I don't know. The crash didn't look that severe, and the person that was meant to be driving did, I think, notice what was about to happen before it happened. Whoa. So it did look like they slowed down. But that's embarrassing for Tesla and embarrassing for that couple that's on the internet, I guess.
And also, don't watch the bone tomahawk scene. A guy gets split in half.
Well,
Man.
A Gooch injury, I always think
Gooch
about.
First.
Welcome to Gooch Injury Zone.
Yeah.
He's back.
Wait, we got to sing the song. We're talking Gooch injuries. We're talking Gooch injuries. We're talking about Gooch injuries.
Beautiful. It's a historical one, maybe from cowboy times, I forget. Mm-hmm. Before there was electricity or like just at the beginning.
Oh,
and a guy had like
Tomahawk?
You'd probably be around the same time. Guy had horrendous kidney stones.
Uh-huh.
But he lived in a cabin in the middle of nowhere, couldn't get medical aid. He couldn't even move. So what he did is he got an axe, chopped himself in the gooch, mm-hmm. and then jumped up and down until the kidney stones fell out of him.
That doesn't make any sense.
From the bottom.
That
then he went to, I'll find it for you.
Your body is not just a jar full of guts.
Yeah,
you can't just put a hole in the bottom and only the kidney stones fall out. That doesn't make any sense at all. Also, I don't think the piss passes through your gooch, does it?
No, your blood is up.
Yeah.
Let me find...
Dick's lower than... Oh, gooch is lower than bladder.
Surely.
This is a story I read years and years and years ago.
Oh, it must be true.
I think it must be.
How good is it in Jackass when someone gets hit in the nuts?
That is really good.
Yeah. Well, Jackson, I'm just padding for thinking about other gooch slash nut
wrap
injuries.
Wrap up the episode. I don't know if we're going to get there in time.
We'll end on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get it for the next episode.
Right, yes, there we go. Make sure you email in to remind Jackson, did a guy pierce his gooch and jump up and down so his kidney stones fell out?
And let us know, was this a good episode? And thank you so much for joining us today, Hayden.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, maybe potentially... the podcast you host, or potentially the brand new 7-inch by the band Southern Crustacean that was recently released.
Yeah, you could do both of them. The 7-inch is on Spotify. Give it a listen. Also, I have a podcast called Shut Up a Second. Jackson, you were on, actually, when's this come out? Friday?
Comes out Friday.
So I think this week's episode is probably with Zoe?
Oh, yeah.
And I think this might be the episode where she sniffs my finger after I put it deep in my belly button.
Whoa, that's exciting.
And actually, there's a twist to it. There's a strange smell on there, but it's not what you think.
bad.
And then last week we had you on. We talked about Butchie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for a lot of the episode we talked about freaky videos we watched on Instagram. And it's a funny episode. Listen to that one. You know what? Whatever you're doing right now.
Yeah.
If you're driving, if you're going to sleep, if you're working,
mm-hmm.
open up your phone. Shirts up, shut up a second on your
We're thing. Drunk on being tired.
Yeah, sorry. It's 11:30 in the morning. I'm so sleepy. And then add it to the queue.
Well, this episode's coming to a close, so if you want to keep the party going.
Yeah.
And
join me and Jackson and Cass, and we talk about freaky little bugs.
Yeah.
And that was Southern Crustacean. Crustacean like the crab, not cross station. That's a pun. It's a pun band name.
It's a pun mm-hmm. on a train station.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's
and
silly.
The 7-inch is called Spencer Street.
Yeah.
It's available on Spotify right now. Or you can head to the Bandcamp and buy it directly from the band.
Yeah, give us some money.
Yeah.
If you want.
Thank you so much for joining us, Hayden. And thank you so much to everyone that emailed in.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to the reviews. And thank you so much to the video games.
Hey, thank you so much to you,
Hey, thank you
Thanks
so much to you, Thank you, video games.
Thank you, video games.
Thank you, Thumbcramps.
Until next week, gamers, keep on gaming. Email us if you want us to call you.
Use a subject line.
Call me.
Call me Thumbcramps.
Call me Thumbcramps.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.